In his house, I belong. Through nothing I've done, just a promise he made. In his house, I belong. He gives me the courage to trust in his name.
In his house, I belong. Through nothing I've done, just a promise he made. In his house, I belong. He gives me the courage to trust in his name.
In his house, I belong. Through nothing I've done, just a promise he's made. In his house, I belong. He gives me the courage to trust in his name.
In his house I belong. Through nothing I've done, just the promise he's made. In his house I belong. He gives me the courage to trust in his name.
What an introduction, right? We have a special treat this morning because we have the prison band that will be leading our worship. Now, that doesn't mean we've taken prisoners and brought them here. These are folks that go to the prison and play to uplift folks there, to give an encouraging word, and to motivate them to just capture that new life that they can find in Christ. It's a pleasure to be in worship, and I want to extend a special welcome to those that are visiting us, either for the first time, or maybe you haven't been here in a while, and we're glad you're back. And my name is Chase Green. I'm one of the pastors here, and it's a thrill to have you in worship. I want to remind you to go ahead and take the registration pads and write in them and pass them down your aisle so we can have a record of that attendance for us. A couple announcements to share with you is that you'll find in your bulletin, it's an insert, everyone take it out and wave it up. I'm not going to read all this. This is just for you to read for yourself. But these are upcoming things that will happen on our Wednesday nights. New activities, Some will be ongoing. Some will continue from the past fall. But take and read that. And if you have any questions, contact me after the service or at the church during the week. The other thing I want to remind you all is that any youth that plan on going to Veritas, which is February 28th through March 2nd, your medical release form and $60 is due tonight at youth group. So please be punctual with getting that stuff to us so that we can book the hotels and register for the event. Now that's all said, let us rise and stand. First greet one another, and then we'll sing and praise God again.
Y'all feel free to stand up or sit down. When we play in prisons, we don't tell us guys what to do. So if y'all want to sit down or stand up, clap, sing, dance, it's all about whatever you want to do.
Act a fool.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Higher and higher, and he
Everybody can sit down if you want. It's waiting on the queue.
Kevin, check this. It's really hot up here.
In more ways than one.
Y'all heard this song last week, so there's no reason why you should not know it and sing it this week.
Thank you.
eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
I want to see you.
Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
Holy, holy,
I want to see you, Lord.
Good morning. I am so glad to see you. I have not been in this service in a while, and so I'm so glad to see all of your happy, smiling faces. I want to talk a little bit this morning about fishing. How many of y'all have gone fishing before? Very good. Have you caught anything? Sort of. Okay. You haven't caught any. I'm right there with you. What about you, Molly? Have you caught anything?
I went fishing.
You did? What'd you catch?
A fish.
A fish. Okay, great. That's good. Christian, what have you caught? What'd you catch? Did you go fishing? Did you catch anything? Yeah, what'd you catch? A catfish. Very good. What about you, Ben? A bluegill. Have no idea what that is, but I guess it's a fish. All right. So when you go fishing, there's a couple of things that you need to do. Number one, you have to be well-equipped, correct? With a what? Fishing rod. Or a what? Or a fly rod. Okay. Very good. All right. Secondly, when you go fishing, you have to understand that you cannot talk, correct? That you have to become what, quiet, because the fish have to come to you, correct? And that would be very hard for Miss Laura. That's why Miss Laura did not succeed at fishing. Okay, Miss Judy, no laughing up there. Because really and truly, you when you go fishing, you can't just read a magazine. You have to go to where the fish are, right? Which is a pond, right? You just can't yell. That is correct. Madison said that. You just can't yell. Okay, and third, you have to have a lot of patience, don't you? There's a lot of waiting when it comes to fishing, correct? Well, you know, today, Reverend Chase is going to be talking a lot about Jesus or Ichthus, but we were going to talk a little bit about what if we were fishers of men? Jesus talks about that, doesn't he? So what do we need to do? Well, how are we going to be equipped when it comes to being fishers of men? First, instead of having a fishing pole, why wouldn't we have a Bible? Right? That would be our fishing pole because we can share it with others, correct? Not with doggies, okay? Secondly, we need to go where the people are. They're not going to come to us. We need to go. Now, granted, they're not going to always listen to us, are we? So we may have to talk to them over and over again. But if we just stood there and said, okay, we're going to be fishers of men, they're not going to come to us, are they? Sometimes, unless we invite them, correct? Yeah. Right. Okay. And thirdly, we do have to have patience, don't we? Yeah. Yes. Because sometimes they may not always want to stay, visit. They may visit our church and not always stay, or they don't want to always listen to us, and we just have to continuously tell them about God and how wonderful he is, right? So think about that. The next time you go fishing, think about what would it be and what does it take to be fishers of men? Okay, let's pray. Here we go. Dear Jesus, help us to become fishers of people. Help us to tell others what you have done for us and what you want to do for them. Amen.
As the children are making their ways out of the whack, let us go ahead and bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to be gathered in this community together as faithful people. We're mindful of those that are sick today, those that are need healing and help in a time of need. We're also mindful of mindless shootings that happened in Maryland. All other kinds of calamities around the country as well, and we ask that you would be in the midst of where the tragedies are. Give those people peace and the strength to make it day after day. And Lord, we're thankful for the blessings we have, the ways in which you call us to be your faithful disciples. always pouring upon us grace after grace that we can share with others the gift of a kind gesture, the gift of a warm smile, the gift of service to those that need help. Help us to be more Christ-like as we grow each and every day, to be more faithful and to be better disciples. Now we pray the prayer that Christ Lord our taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers are coming forward with the offering bags, I'd just like to say what a joy again it is to be gathered, and the opportunity to give our gifts to God, that they can be used in ministry through Asbury to impact all different kinds of people. And we pray that God would use these as a blessing to others, and that we would grow closer by doing so. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts we are about to give back. We ask that you would take them and use them and bless them, and may they impact many lives that we touch. We ask that you would motivate us to really dig deep, to give ourselves to you, which is what you call us to do every day, and may you give us the strength to do so. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you.
all my kin who love me, and all my friends who care. Look beyond those dark clouds, we're gonna meet up there. When they lay me in the cold ground, just bow your heads and pray. And I'll be bound for glory in the morning when I go away. And then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away. I'm going home.
Lift me up.
When I no go more away. Trouble.
In the morning.
I'm going home.
Lift me up.
When I no go more crying.
In the morning.
I'm going home.
Lift me up.
When I no go more trouble.
I'm going
home to leave my worries in the graveyard.
Lift me up.
When I no go more trouble.
In the morning.
I'm going home.
Lift me up.
When I no go more crying.
In the morning.
I'm going home.
Lift me up.
When I no go more trouble.
I'm going
home to leave my worries in the graveyard, home to leave my troubles in the graveyard, home to leave my trials, and I'll be bound for glory in the morning when I go away. And then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away. When I go away,
when I go away,
when I go away.
What a special treat, right? I'm going to make this a little bit more centered. It's a thrill to be with you, thrill to be gathered. And as we hear this scripture verses read, this is a familiar passage to us, but I hope that we can have it rest upon our hearts and minds, that we can hear it in a brand new way, and learn how to connect with God even more than we did when we came through this door this morning. So our scripture passage comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Hear these words. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and then he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us have a moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. There are two facts you need to know about me when it comes to fishing. The first is that I am terrible at fishing. I'm not good at it at all. It requires patience, which I don't have much. And oftentimes, the few times I've fished, I'm either too busy messing with my rod, with the string and the weight and the bait, or when I throw it, I'm so anxious to be doing something, I just reel it in and I don't catch anything. However, I got lucky one time, and here's the other fact. I did indeed catch a 130-pound marlin off of Cabo San Lucas when I was 17. Now, that's a true estimate, okay? There were fishermen on there. That's not, you know, my made-up number. And I say that because so many times we joke about fishermen's stories and how the fish keep getting bigger and bigger. Well, here's one story that's true. But there's also a fisherman's story that we read this morning that's also true. Can you imagine the families of Peter, Andrew, James, and John trying to explain to people what happened with their children, their good friends? They just left. This guy spoke to them, and they just put everything down. They left us behind, and, you know, they're gone. It's hard for us to put ourselves in that position. You know, oftentimes when we look at the disciples, we often say, oh, they miss the mark all the time. You know, they are oblivious. They don't get it. Oftentimes confused, making mistakes. But here, at the very beginning, these first four disciples, they do it exactly right, don't they? They leave everything behind. They leave this fishing business. They leave their families. They leave everything they know, all to go follow this man that they haven't met yet. Now, we can speculate. You know, maybe their lives were in shambles already, and this was the alternative, to go on a big adventure with this mysterious man. But the text doesn't really hint at that. Perhaps Jesus, when he speaks, is just so captivating, and his words are so hypnotic, that it's hard to say no when Jesus asks you to do something. But the disciples do it. They leave everything behind, and they give themselves the faith in this man. And their adventure is wondrous and exciting and something that they could have never thought of. And so when we think about ourselves today, we have to ask our question. Are we willing to risk that much? Are we willing to sacrifice that much? If Jesus were to walk up to our business or knock on our front door and say, come follow me, let's go do some fishing, would you do it? The vast majority of us, I think, and I include myself, we probably wouldn't. There's too many things to consider. At least we would have the conversations with our family, right? Let's talk this over. You know, Jesus is inviting me on this, and, you know, here's how we could work it out. But could we really plunge ourselves into this extreme discipleship of leaving everything behind? It's hard for us to think about that and to say yes. You know, this fishing story isn't the only time we hear about fish in the Gospels, right? We remember the story of Jesus and the disciples and the large crowd, and all they can find to eat are the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus blesses it, and it's able to feed thousands. And the baskets afterwards are even greater, and they can be taken home. And remember the story after the resurrection. One of the sightings of Jesus was when he appears to the disciples, and they have breakfast together, and they eat fish. And here he is, Jesus, alive, eating, digesting. It's no wonder that the symbol of a fish has become so important to Christianity. We have our own symbols in our culture. When we see them, we automatically know what they are. And the Jesus fish has become that. It's a strong symbol of representing the Christian faith. But it was very, very important to the early Christians, the first couple centuries, when they were under persecution. They would make the symbol of a fish to represent their faith. They would do it in a couple of different ways. First, perhaps there was going to be a house that evening that was going to have the Lord's Supper. Well, outside the house would be the symbol of the fish, and they would know to go there that night for communion. And then another time, you know, under persecution, you want to make sure that the people you're talking with are trustworthy and are Christians. And so you might draw the first shape of the fish in the sand. And then if they know what to do, they will finish it. And so they know that things are safe. They risked everything under persecution to share their faith in this way. In this way. What's significant is that this Jesus fish is known as the ichthus. Ichthus is Greek for fish. But that's not just the coolest aspect of this name. Because my brothers and sisters, each letter of ichthus in the Greek stands for a word, like an acronym. And those words make out Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. So here are these people in early Christianity under oppression, and they draw these Jesus fish. And not only are they making this a symbol of Christianity, but they are professing their faith. They are saying that I believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son, my Savior. Isn't that a wonderful testimony to our ancestors of the faith, enduring in times of persecution by the use of this creative way in this symbol? You know, I was in Oklahoma this past weekend visiting my fiancée, Jana. And on my way there, I noted how many different places I saw this ichthus fish. I saw it on different billboards, saw it on different stickers on the back of cars. But I wondered how many of them knew the great significance of what this fish represents. That this was the saving grace of people who lived centuries ago, of how they networked and communicated. And isn't it beautiful? You know, the disciples sacrificed their lives in giving themselves up for the cause of Christianity and making that first step of commitment. These Christians that lived in the first couple centuries, they took risk and sacrifice. And so it only makes sense for us to think about what are the ways we are living sacrificially. You know, certainly in the world today, there are still Christians being persecuted for our faith. And so one of the things we can do is pray for those people, right? And if we have a way of helping them, then we do that. And there are a couple other ways we see sacrifice in America. We see it in a fallen soldier, in the family. We also see it in a single mother who's working two or three jobs and is supporting two children. We see that today. But you know, I think for many of us, especially in this country of America, the United States, where we have so many freedoms, we miss what sacrifice is and how sacrifice is vitally important to the Christian faith. Think about the person of Jesus. His whole life is a testimony of giving oneself up. And he's trying to teach the disciples to do the same, so that when he is not amongst them, they will teach that to others. Something happened along the way as Christianity was growing. In the early 300s, Constantine converted to Christianity. He was the Roman emperor. And it was the first time an emperor of this magnitude or of any importance was a Christian. And so Christianity became the dominant religion. It grew. And Christianity merged with some power and some greed with that, because they were not being persecuted anymore. They didn't have to fight for survival. There weren't any martyrs because no one wanted to kill them for what they believed. And for centuries now, we've lived off of that. And so we don't have that direct line of facing real persecution. In this room, we may have opinions that are shared to us that aren't kind or aren't nice, but we aren't threatened with our life because of what we believe, like other people are. And so, how do we answer the question? How do we live as people who cherish sacrifice, who Jesus calls for us to give up things? I think there are small ways we can do this in everyday life. And I think there's a larger general way where sacrifice can be our life's mission. You know, the different ways we can sacrifice in day to day. For example, we are all supposed to treat our bodies like they are a temple for the Holy Spirit. So for me, instead of watching that extra hour of television, I should work out. Seems small, right? But these little things work together. Perhaps it's praying an extra time during the day. Or maybe it's reading scriptures for 30 minutes. Maybe you want to fast once a week. Maybe you want to call someone you know is down because of an illness or because of trouble. You want to give them an encouraging word. Sacrifice is putting ourselves out there, seeking to help people. I think one of the main ways we do that, though, is that sacrifice becomes our life's mission, becomes who we are. And how we do that is trying to have Jesus exist in every part of our lives, every aspect, until sooner or later, with the help of God, we are, in fact, living sacrificially. We are living as Christ would want us to live. Now, maybe that means that things will have to change in our lives when we sacrifice. Maybe you've been smoking cigarettes for years. And maybe, with the urging of God and your family, you've wanted to give up. Maybe you've even tried to give up. But that because Jesus is entering our lives and trying to make us holy and pure, we want to get rid of that sickness that can come into our body through that. Maybe your friends and family have been telling you that you have a drinking problem, and you fear that that may be the case. And what Jesus does is he wants to convict us to step out in faith and say, yes, I need some help. But God is always with us in those moments when we shed everything, when we need help, when we are sacrificing something we don't need. Maybe your marriage has been unraveling some, and you fear that if things aren't fixed quickly, they're going to get really bad. And so maybe it's time to really analyze how you as a couple can live with God at the center. Maybe you need some help with counseling. Maybe you have to relearn how to love each other. But these are different ways that Jesus comes into our midst. And if we are to look at the disciples who gave up everything and try to mimic giving up everything and sacrificing, we must do these things. Is Christ in your marriage and in your relationship? Is Christ between you and your children, you and your parents? Is your Christ with you at your job? Now, there may be people in here who feel like their job isn't helpful in terms of strengthening the faith, but that's a lie, because you are a representative of Christ. So that means you must have sound business ethics that are Christian. That means that you must treat people with fairness and integrity and love. Is Christ between your friends and in your life? That's the goal of this life, to have Jesus fill every part of us, for him to fill us. Where is the sacrifice in your life? You know, not only do the early Christians show us about sacrifice, and not only do the disciples, but we learn so much from Jesus, who gives us grace and forgiveness when we fail at these things. My brothers and sisters, this life of a Christian, this life of being a disciple, was never designed to be easy. It takes discipline, and it takes effort, and it takes all of us to push forward, to give of ourselves. Now, I think of my parents who sacrificed different things so that I could have a great life. You have those examples in your own family of people who have sacrificed things for your benefit. And now we must go forward, because on our hearts should be the ichthus, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior, marked on our hearts, leading us forward, seeking for us to change lives, and yes, giving ourselves in the name of Christ. That's what being a Christian is about. Submitting and knowing that God is more powerful, God is more loving, and God will help us grow. So let us go forth from this place as disciples who seek to share this love with others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As our prison band makes their way back, I would just like to say that we have altar rails towards the front where you'll be invited to come forward for a time of prayer. If you want to join the life of this church or have any questions about faith or anything related to Christianity, please come forward.
If you all stand and sing this last song with us, thanks for being for coming in today, and please keep us in your prayers. We're going to the prison tonight to represent you guys with Joe Wilkerson, and we look forward to that when we go. All right. Todd, you need a G?
Sure. One, two, one, two, three, four.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Going to let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Going to let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, oh no, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
I'm
going to
let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine.
We want to thank our prison band for leading worship this morning. It was a delight to have them. Two things. First, take the light out, right? Don't let it be blown out under a bushel or any of that. Let it go out. Share the light with others. And be those disciples who are willing to go forth and sacrifice what they have. Sacrifice their giving and all that they need. Go and share that love with others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let's go.
One, two, ready, and.
Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Gonna let it shine.
It's the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.